A new movie explores a real-life tragedy caught live on camera. It happened in 1974 in Florida. A reporter shot herself in the head during a television newscast. Why? Well, critic Bob Mondello says audiences will be haunted by that question when they see the film Christine.
Christine Chubbuck has the community beat at her dismally ranked Sarasota station. She does three-part investigative reports about zoning and delves deeply into what's known as human interest.
Here we go, folks. This is my first strawberry of the season. Yeah, it's juicy.
Christine is ambitious, eager to please, and really tightly wound, as played by Rebecca Hall. She's not a people person. She has a crush on the station's anchor, for instance, and expresses it by avoiding him.
You and I have been working together for over a year now, and we've never gone out and have a drink together.
Well, you've never asked me.
You're not always the most approachable person.
Professionally, she's equally out of step, especially when her boss starts pushing to get out of the ratings basement.
It's a simple concept, guys. If it bleeds, it leads. There's a reason this idea is catching fire in the culture right now.
If it bleeds, it leads is not some concept, Mike. It's a catchphrase that you picked up at a conference in Cleveland last month.
Chubbuck, this is not debate club.
Well, this is a joke.
Sharp and abrasive, Christine is ever ready to misinterpret, to turn away, to take offense. In fairness, she's dealing with 70s attitudes that would try anyone's patience.
What's your problem, Miss Chubbuck? You're a feminist.
Oh. So you're saying that I'm not fit for a bigger market because I'm a woman?
No, I'm saying that there's no respect for institutions of authority. You're the smartest person here. If you took half the energy you used to give me a hard time and just did what I'm asking you to do...
I'm just trying to understand what you're saying.
Just make your stories juicy.
That Christine is fragile becomes increasingly clear, but while a biopic about her could have been maudlin and movie of the week-ish, director Antonio Campos makes much of Christine acerbic, even comic, showing his title character as a study in contradictions, performing weirdly personal puppet shows for children one moment, retreating the next to a pink bedroom with pop music posters, her mom just down the hall. This is a woman who is depressed, unstable.
And now, let's kick it over to Christine Chubbuck.
Thank you, George.
And she's furiously acting out, though no one senses until it's too late just how furiously.
In keeping with the WZRB policy, complete reports of local blood and guts, TV 30 presents what is believed to be a television first.
It certainly was that, a senseless tragedy of which the film Christine, rather impressively, makes sense. I'm Bob Mondello.